I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, May 30th. There is a growing debate over pay increases in Quincy that originally could have made the city's mayor one of the highest paid in the country. It started months ago when Mayor Thomas Koch hired a consulting firm to determine a pay increase scale that it deemed fit for the position. Koch is the city's longest-serving mayor and has not taken a pay increase in a decade. The firm, Dormanson Consulting, came back with a suggestion that the mayor's pay be set between $298,000 and $370,000 a year, a salary that would have made Koch the highest-paid mayor in the country. But at last week's city council meeting, a representative for the mayor said that they'd officially propose a $285,000 annual salary. The mayor currently makes just over $150,000 a year. The new number reflects a 79% pay increase. Christopher Walker is the mayor's chief of staff and said at last week's meeting, quote, "We believe the number strikes a balance between the analysis provided by the study and some straight comparatives of communities and positions around the greater Boston area and the region as a whole." A few dozen people showed up at Quincy City Hall last night to protest the proposed increase. Kathy Nason and Claire Fitzmaurice said they don't oppose a cost of living increase, but feel that the 79% raise is too much. City Council is also up for pay increases. That proposal would bring a councilor's annual salary from about $30,000 to $47,500. City Council Finance Committee will meet Monday and discuss and potentially vote on the raises. As written, if the proposals are approved, the pay increases would go into effect January 1st of next year. A bicyclist was being treated for what were described as moderate injuries after being struck by a car in Quincy yesterday. Police say the 60-year-old Canton man was injured in the crash at West Quantum Street and John Street just before 11 a.m. The police report indicates that a 2009 Toyota Corolla driven by 56-year-old Frank Benabici from Weymouth struck the bicyclist as he was turning right onto John Street. The bicyclist was thrown to the ground and taken by Brewster Ambulance to Boston Medical Center. The bicyclist told police that Benabici failed to signal that he was turning right. No citations were issued at the time, and the incident is still under investigation. New details emerging about the stabbing attack that injured four girls at an AMC theater in Braintree over the weekend. The incident happened last Saturday, part of a larger stabbing spree and a police chase. 26-year-old Jared Revisa was arrested in connection with the stabbings, and police reports filed in Quincy District Court shed some new light on his alleged actions. According to the reports, Revisa tried to enter the theater but was stopped by a manager for not paying. Revisa left to go get his wallet, and the report says the theater manager said he did not see Revisa return. In the same reports, the victims described eating snacks in the theater seats before their movie started. One of the victims said she felt a poke in her back. As Revisa tried to run away, one of the girls said he had a smile on his face that looked like it was sculpted out of a horror movie. One victim said she ran into the theater lobby yelling for people to call the police. Authorities identified the Braintree stabbing victims as 9-year-old twins, their 17-year-old sister, and another 17-year-old girl. All of their injuries were deemed to be non-life-threatening. As emergency crews converged on the theater, prosecutors said Revisa drove to Plymouth, where they said he stabbed two workers at a McDonald's on Route 3. Prosecutors said Revisa then crashed his Porsche SUV in Sandwich. Revisa was arraigned on charges in connection with the Plymouth stabbing. On Tuesday, he pleaded not guilty. In a subsequent set of court proceedings, a doctor who evaluated Revisa said he has serious delusions. Revisa was ordered to undergo a 20-day mental health evaluation at Bridgewater State Hospital following his court appearance on Tuesday. He's due back in court in connection with the Plymouth stabbings next month and is expected to be arraigned in connection with the Braintree stabbings in Quincy District Court at a date yet to be determined. Officials in Massachusetts and Connecticut have said that Revisa is also linked to an ongoing homicide investigation in Deep River, Connecticut. Well, there is no testimony scheduled for the rest of the week in the Karen Reed murder trial, which has been happening for over a month, with dozens more witnesses expected in the coming weeks. According to prosecutors, Reed hit and killed her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, with her SUV outside a Canton home in 2022 and left him to die in the snow. Reed's attorneys allege she's being framed and is the victim of a cover-up by several people, including law enforcement. Defense attorneys claim O'Keefe was actually killed during a fight inside the home and then dragged outside. The 45-year-old from Mansfield's facing charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter while operating under the influence of alcohol, and leaving the scene of a personal injury and death. She has pleaded not guilty in the case. Following a full day of witness testimony on Tuesday, there are no more court proceedings the rest of this week. When court ended for the day, Judge Beverly Canone laid out the upcoming schedule. Next week, there is no court scheduled for Tuesday, June 4th or Friday, June 7th. Full days of testimony are scheduled for Monday, June 3rd and Wednesday, June 5th. There will be a half day on Thursday, June 6th. The judge said going forward, she may shorten jurors' lunch break from an hour to 45 minutes. She also said testimony may go an extra half hour until 4:30 p.m. in an effort to speed up the trial. Stop and Shop announcing last week that several stores would be closing but didn't provide information on whether stores in Massachusetts would be impacted. The, quote, difficult decision to close underperforming stores was announced May 23rd at the Investor Day of the grocery chain's parent company, Ahold Delhaize. In response to questions about whether Massachusetts stores would be impacted by the closures, and if so, which ones, a spokesperson said it's too early in the process to share any further information about any potential closures. Stop and Shop's e-commerce model has been outperforming other stores under the parent company. The improvement, though, they say is not enough to stave off any closures. Stop and Shop has about 400 stores concentrated in the Northeast, with about 125 in Massachusetts and two in Quincy. Executives said last week the company would focus on securing a stable future for the brand and focus on stores that are doing well. About 190 stores have undergone remodels in recent years. Officials say remodeled stores have been outperforming others. Quincy Asian Resources will hold their annual community banquet tonight. President Philip Chong says this year's banquet will celebrate diversity and collaboration. He says the event is a time for area leaders, partners, and stakeholders from Quincy, the South Shore, and Greater Boston to engage and promote synergy with the Asian and immigrant community. The banquet will be held from 6 to 9 p.m. at Ming's Seafood Restaurant on Hancock Street. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute's mammography van will be at the Kennedy Center in Quincy today, providing breast cancer screenings. The van offers digital 3D screenings. Pre-registration is required and most insurances are accepted. Call 617-632-1974. The van will be in Quincy from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and is being hosted in conjunction with the Quincy Health Department. The American College of Radiology recommends a mammogram every year if you are age 40 or older. The Coffee with a Cop series is back in Quincy. Today, Ward 2 Community Police Officer Steve Cleary and Ward 2 Counselor Richard Ash will be available to meet with the public at McKay's Breakfast and Lunch on Franklin Street from 9 to 10:30 this morning. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated. The Dow was down 411 points. The NASDAQ fell 99. The S&P dropped 39. Shares were lower in Asia. The dollar was down. The euro fell, and oil at almost $79 a barrel. Sports, the Orioles beat the Red Sox. Baltimore last night, 6-1. Detroit comes to Fenway tonight at 7 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast for today, some scattered showers and cooler, high of 64. Partly cloudy tonight, low 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 74. Mostly sunny on Saturday, high of 78, and a sunny 82 on Sunday. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. A wind out of the north, 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots. High tide, 5:53 p.m. Sunrise, 5:10, sets at 8:12. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed one day all this week due to the Memorial Day holiday back on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, May 30th.